More gold and silver than the three of us have ever seen. Think of what you could do with such a treasure, Jim. What would you do with the treasure? If I had a chest full of treasure, how different my life would be. With Spanish doubloons for my pleasure, and pieces of eight for good measure. They'd roll out red carpets from Bristol to Cheshire. What a measure of pleasure a treasure could be. Let's see what a treasure would mean to me. Let's see what the first thing I'd do would be. I would buy a brand new suit of satin, one which I'd look like a plutocrat in. Then I'd have the finest pair of boots made that would complement the way the suit's made. And on these there would be golden buckles made to match the rings about my knuckles. And I'd take from out a chest that locks up silken garters just to hold my socks up. I would have a tailor with finesse cut me a very stylish little waistcoat. For a coat I'd pay a kingly ransom, so that I would look divinely handsome. To the hatters then I'd gaily race off, for a hat designed to set my face off. Then I'd ride to the square, and they'd say, "He's so debonair." And I'd say to myself, "How true, that's what I would do." Squire, I merely said, supposing this is a map, what would you do then? First, you shall give up this wretched practice at once. Tomorrow I shall start for Bristol. In 3 weeks' time, 2 weeks, 10 days, we shall have the best ship, sir, and the finest crew in England. Hawkins shall come as cabin boy. You'll like that, Hawkins. You, Livesey, shall be ship's doctor. I shall be admiral. We'll have favorable winds, a quick passage, and no trouble finding the spot and the treasure. Would you really give up your practice, doctor?
No, but at least I should eat better. I would dine on the very best dishes. Every day I'd eat just what my wish is. A Hungarian stew, or a tempting ragout, or a chowder of oysters and fishes. I'd have rare vintage wine on my table. To eat duckling flambé, I'd be able. Tasty chops I'd devour, munch on sweets by the hour. Suckling pig on a platter might make me grow fatter. It's true, but that is what I would do.
Did you mean what you said about outfitting the ship, Squire?
I always mean what I say.
Very well, we accept, don't we, Jim? Now then, remember this. These others are bound and determined to get that treasure. If this packet holds the answer, not one of us must breathe a word of what we found.
Captain Flint's treasure map!
Shh! Exactly. Shh! We must all be as silent as the grave.
I'd even